Yeah, I always run into people who are like, I'm just not political. I get that. Like, maybe you're not following the news every day.
You know who is political? The fossil fuel companies. They are very political. They are in there every day advocating. I'm sure Emily can validate that.
Energy companies from all ranges of the spectrum are very political. I will give you that for sure.
If you are a clean energy company out there and you're not in the conversation, your competition is.
This is Political Climate. I'm Julia Piper. I spent much of my career covering the global energy transition as a journalist. These days, I work as an executive in clean energy finance and technology, trying to move the needle on climate solutions. I'm also a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Center. And after a hiatus, I'm excited to say Political Climate is back with more news, analysis, and bipartisan hot takes on the policy and politics shaping climate solutions in what is sure to be a defining year.
It's not just about making sure we can grow clean energy. This is not just about making sure that we reduce global emissions. It's about making sure that we don't have Russia and China dictating the way the world works.
It is the defining issue of this century. The science doesn't care about the politics, but the politics are the barrier.
And I'll be joined by my two co-hosts to riff on the top political stories and insider scoops from state houses to the halls of Congress to regulatory agencies and even international climate talks. We'll explain how those developments are driving industry decisions today.
I meet a lot of climate CEOs who are libertarian, and they ask the same question. Why should I care about the government? This is not a free market. The government will be involved in this issue, whether you like it or not. So I'm excited to work with you all and have that conversation.
I love it.
I'm Brandon Hurlbut. I had senior roles inside the Obama White House and served as Department of Energy Chief of Staff. I bring together climate tech, finance, and policy as a co-founder of both climate advisory firm Boundary Stone and Overture, a climate VC fund, as well as an operating partner at NGP.
And I'm Emily Dominich. I spent years on Capitol Hill, most recently serving as a senior advisor on energy to both Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Speaker Mike Johnson. I know how things move or often don't move in Washington.
So what gets you most excited when you think about the role of policy in influencing climate solutions?
When I think about what makes me excited about this nexus, like how do we help bridge the gaps, keep us from getting to that next big deal, that keep us from solving the permitting problem, that how do we unlock capital, how do we encourage innovation in the United States? All that stuff comes from policymakers sitting down and looking face to face and duking it out in a negotiation till we can find a place where we can both be happy.
A little over a year ago, Political Climate took a break so we could focus on the groundwork of implementing America's biggest ever climate bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a lot of work to do, and we felt we had to step away from the mics to get that work done. Flash forward to today, and we're in the middle of an election year that could make or break much of that work.
I'm taking the most significant action ever on climate in the history of the world. I'm cutting our carbon emissions in half by 2030.
We're going to drill, baby, drill right away.
But we're not only here to talk about the election. We'll cover the nuances of government funding, regulations, backroom negotiations, and what they mean for companies deploying climate solutions.
There are few things in Washington that are as bipartisan as permitting reform. There are few things in Washington where we're as far apart as we are on permitting reform.
In a victory for the climate movement, the Biden administration's paused approvals for new plants to export liquefied natural gas.
The United States is one of the top three exporters of natural gas, and all they're doing is now putting it to countries with lower environmental standards, and they're further hurting our European allies.
Political Climate is a show for people who want authentic conversations and strong opinions from voices from across the political spectrum.
And to learn about how energy and climate policy is shaped within both political parties from the people who have actually helped shape it.
The stakes are higher than ever.
The solutions are at hand.
But scaling those solutions and meeting global energy demand is anything but simple.
So join me, Brandon, and Emily every other week, starting in April, in time for Earth Week, for fresh episodes of Political Climate. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We're back.
Well, did you think we were really done?
Psych.